Hey, this is Pete from Bank of Cardiff. Were you on the phone with Ruben earlier? Tell me to give you a call.
I tried to call Ruben, but there was no answer.
Yeah, he told me to give you a call. Do you need any help from us now, or you even help?
Maybe. I was looking at those, buying a hood.
Okay. Can I get the your name and name of your business real quick before we start?
It's the Oasis Bar and Grill.
Perfect.
My name is Rob Kessler. You got my phone number?
Yeah, I got your phone number. So yeah, tell me, is this a startup or have you been in business for a while?
I own another business. I've been in business like 20 some years, but I just bought this building and we're putting it together.
Is that other business a restaurant or is this kind of like a new venture? Okay.
Perfect. So, I was looking at the one from Hood Mart. I got approved from them, and but I just thought it was kind of it's like ends up paying like 30% interest or something by the time I'm done. And I didn't.
What kind of term was that? 5 year?
I don't know what it was. It was they had like 3 or 4 different programs. They called it they had little names for each little deal. There was like 3 different ways to go on the payment plan, and one was like 13 payments, one was, you know, so many. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah, we can definitely help you out there. So you have it, did you just buy this building here for the second restaurant?
Yeah, we bought the building, and we got an apartment upstairs. We got the building for next to nothing. I'm in a town where there's only, you know, up here in Washington, there's 100 people moving here a day, and it's like there's one bar in the whole town, and it does over $1 million a year. This place has been shut down a couple years, but before that it was open since the 30s, but the last couple people, they just ran it under. They were just, you know, they didn't even have a restaurant. They didn't even have a kitchen in there. That's why I'm putting a kitchen in.
I got you.
I got the deep fryer with a hood on it, but I need a grill. I need a grill.
Perfect. You're still looking to get the hood from Hood Mart. You just don't want to use their financing, correct?
I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna get it. The Giles hood, I seen. You know, they had one there at that other place. It was a little more than the Hood Mart, but I mean, either one would work because the Hood Mart seemed like it was a little cheaper.
What's the price range on that?
It was like $5,700 they wanted, and by the time it was delivered, I think it was like $6,300 or something.
And that was Hood Mart?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you decide to get into the industry here? It was just like the lack of other bars and grills in the area, and you just thought it was a good, easy way to make money?
What's that now?
How'd you decide to get into this industry? Like,
My dad was in the restaurant business for like 40 years, he had big restaurants. He had like 60 employees at his last one, and he'd like always had the biggest places in town, and he always told me he always wanted a little place. He said those are the places that make money, you know, because he always had so many employees and bills and stuff, and he always did good, but he always thought a little place in the right area, and he told me that his whole life, and I just stumbled onto this place, and I see what he's talking about. I mean, it's just you know, it's low overhead, and I don't need a lot of people. It did great for years. I mean, and I got the billing for just next to nothing, so I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer deal, and I think it's going to go pretty good up here. You know, it's just, say the area's just growing like crazy.
Yeah, 100 people a month moving in, or
a day.
A day.
Something like that. They said on the news, you know, from Portland up this way, and it's just, people are just, man, it's just getting to be crazy around here. I don't know. I'm moving from California and all over the place, you know, up here. It's just, I don't know what's going on.
Now, for this restaurant, are you running it under your other business? Like, do you have a business that you run other things through? Or?
No, that's a separate deal.
Okay.
I actually got a partner on this business that we, you know, she bought the building with me. But I'm...
So you guys 50-50?
Pretty much, yeah. I might end up buying her out, though. She she's just kind of helping me out, really. So, I mean, okay. She kind of, once I got going, she said I could just buy her out or whatever.
What's her name?
Dolly.
Perfect. Yeah, we can definitely get you the financing in place. Probably get a little cheaper than Hood Mart and Grill Hood. But did Grill Hood give you a quote at all for their pricing on it, or?
It was like 63 or 60-something, you know. But that was, it was like, you know.
Before delivery.
Yeah, it was like $800-900 more than the Hood Mart. I think the Hood Mart was like 63 delivered, and they were like 60-something undelivered. You know, but I know Giles, I think, been around longer. But, I don't know.
It sounds like it's a pretty easy, thing we can get for you. What, when you need this thing by, do you have a soft opening for the restaurant, or is it already open and running?
I've got my liquor license, and I got approved on the, our plan, but I got to have everything in, you know, and that's why I need the hood's the last thing I need. I need a couple of sinks I got to put in, and then they come in for the final inspection, and we should be able to go.
Do you have an ETA on that final inspection? Like, when, ideally, when you're going to open up?
This hood's the last thing I got to get, and then the sinks. I'm in the process of ordering them now. I can get the sinks, you know, pretty fast, as long as it takes to get the hood and then get everything in. And, you know, I'm thinking a couple weeks after I get it, hopefully, you know, I mean, it's just...
October, mid-October?
Yeah, if we're lucky, yeah. I'm hoping.
Yeah, it sounds like we can definitely do it. Get this done pretty quickly. We move pretty fast here. Really, all we need from you on our end is just some. You don't really have any business bank statements because it's a startup. That shouldn't be an issue. If you could just get me the application and a quote, either from, you know, Hood Mart or what was the other place?
Hood Mart was the only one I think I really.
Okay.
Did the deal, and like I said, they approved us on it, and we had to put like 10% down just to have them approve it, and then, you know, I mean, give them $600 just to check it or something. I don't know how it worked out. They tell us what the rates were or something. And then.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, just get, really all we need is a quote from you and an application. We can get this started because we startups, you know, I think we have a limit on how much we can get you. I think it's like it's well under what you're looking for, though. It's well above what you're looking for, so it shouldn't be a problem there.
Okay, what kind of rates are we looking?
We're pretty competitive when it comes into, you know, the equipment financing game. What's your credit look like?
771 or something like that.
Oh, yeah, you get into a more of our top tier programs here. You're looking at mid single digit interest rates here.
So, what do you think a payment would be on something like that?
I can't really spit numbers off the top of my head. I'm not really an underwriting, but you know, what are you budgeting for? We'll make it work.
I was thinking like if I got the Hood Mart one, it was $5,700. You know, so it's like say $6,300 delivered.
Mm-hmm. What kind of, you know, are you looking to do like more of a long term, 5 year or 2 year?
The lower the payment, the better. You know, and if we do good, we could just pay the thing off faster.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Was what I was thinking, because I mean, I think we're gonna kill it right when we open.
Yeah, so we'll shoot for the longest term possible.
The bar down the street, the only bar in town, it opens at 10 o'clock, and it's just packed all day long, and they just sold it for $600,000. I heard it did grossed over $1 million a year.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, and it's just a dump. It doesn't have, this place, I've redone the whole place. I put like $40,000 into it, done all the work myself. We got a beer gardens and outdoor barbecue, and I mean, it's just going to be, but I need an indoor kitchen, but it's going to be, I think the place is just going to be off the charts. I mean,
it sounds like it.
I've lived here for 25 years, and I grew up in 10 miles from here where I've lived my whole life. And I mean, my other business, everybody knows me. I know everybody. I mean, anywhere, the grocery store, when you open it, I mean, they're just begging for it. But so I don't think it's going to be a problem. But, you know, I heard a lot of restaurants fail, but I see why. You know, you go into half of them and it's usually there's a reason for it.
No, I think it's, the statistics, like, four out of five don't make it past 2 years, or something crazy like that.
Yeah, and, like I say, you got to be in the right area. Like, if I was going to, you go down to Longview and Kelso, it's like 15 miles from here, and there's lots of them, you know. There's bars and restaurants everywhere, but up where I live, it's a little tourist area up north, and it's just a little town, but everybody's moving here because it's kind of out. There's little towns here and there in the outlying areas. Plus, they're going up to Mount St. Helens, and they just put a new racetrack, a drag strip up here, and they got motorcycle races downtown and rivers and, you know, parks and stuff. And it's just everybody just comes up here, but there's nothing up here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't even open one anywhere else, but it's kind of just a...
That sounds like it fell into your lap here. It's the building,
yeah.
It's a right price, you know, you've been thinking about it for a little bit. Have you been thinking about this for, you know, a while now, or waiting?
Yeah,
to jump
in? Like I say, it's kind of in my blood. My dad, that's all he did. Mm-hmm. He's always in restaurants, and it's just the right area, you know. It's just all the locals here are really behind it, and the apartment upstairs pretty much pays our mortgage on it, so we don't really even have a payment.
Oh, really? So you're renting out the apartment up? So you bought the whole building, restaurant below, apartment upstairs, and you're renting that out, and that pretty much covers your mortgage cost?
Yeah, we don't even have a payment downstairs, and then we only owe $22,000 on it. So, and we rent that apartment for $1,200 a month, so we'll have that paid off, and the whole building paid off in no time, and that apartment will just be, you know, extra money for the
rent.
And it's just a neat place. So it was built back in the 30s, and it's got that walk-in cooler. It's got the old, you know, doors on it, and it just all works great. Whoever built that bar, they put some thought into it, because everything's just easy access. It's right there. You don't have to walk clear across for stuff like the place down the street. And like I say, if you saw that place down the street, the ceilings are falling in. It's just depressing when you go in there. They got old, ugly bartenders, and the cooks got—they look like, you know—and it's still
grossing a million, or is that the one?
Yeah, there's nowhere else to go. They figure, well, if you don't like it, you know, go somewhere else. Well, you got to go 50 miles to Kelso, and they kind of got it made there, but not for long, hopefully.
I gotcha. Yeah. Sounds like you're gonna come in and shake things up a little bit. Well, like I said, Rob, all we really need here is a quote and this application. I will get started on it. It's a good email. I can just shoot you some info, just what I need to gather.
Yeah, I don't have an email. That's the problem.
I can fax it to you, or...
You can get the one from Hood Mart, too, or...
You want them both?
I mean, you could get one from Hood Mart or this one from Giles. What are you checking on? The one from Hood Mart was a little cheaper.
Oh, it doesn't. Whichever one you prefer, man. Like, honestly, like, from my experience, someone with your credit, and this isn't like a giant piece of equipment. You know, it's like max, you know, $6,500-$7,000. Whichever one you prefer, just give me a quote for it, and you know, we'll get you approved.
What do you mean, give you a quote for it? I mean, can you look it up on the computer? You just push Hood Mart. It's the cheapest one they got.
I'm sitting in front of my computer right now. One second.
Maybe you could call them, and maybe they got my information.
I don't know exactly what I'm looking, like, were you 4x48?
It was the smallest one they got, and it was... it was like a 2-footer, I believe, 57. They only make 4 of them, I think. And it's the smallest one they make, like a 2-footer.
I just really don't even know what I see 2100 buy now with prepaid fire.
You gotta put ventless hood system, and they'll pop up, or else, you know, fire suppression system.
Looking on here. If you could just go on Hoodmart, pick out the exact one you want, and just send a copy of that over to me, that's all we really need to move on.
Okay, let me give you, God, let me get, if I had Tim's email, I could have you shoot one to him over, if I can get a hold of him. Can I call you right back, or you want to call me back in like 5 minutes and I'll...
Yeah, perfect. Same number?
Yeah, this one here.
I'll give you a ring back in 5 minutes.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, take care, Rob.